Okay, so we are back. I don't know, something was going on today. I kept clicking on air, you know, like start, and I got some kind of error message, and then it was like, do you want to quit your session? I'm like, no. But anyway, welcome to Motivational Monday Enlightenment Check-In. I'm Ashley. And yes, I'm supposed to do it like 4 or 5 in the morning. But needless to say, I overslept. Yeah, so I didn't get a chance to do it. And then I was like, okay, I'll do it, you know, when I get home today. And, you know, then I forgot, oh, I'm going to the gym. So that's why I'm on at like, what is it, like 10 o'clock tonight? So this is going to be an extremely short show. So, yeah, so let me tell you guys what's going on with me. So I went to the gym, worked out with a friend, and I'm like completely tired. What's up, Glenn? So yeah, I'm on late tonight. Are you live right now? Share the live show. Oh no, you're not live, but come on in. Share some podcast love. What's up? But so I was just telling everyone, hello. I was telling everyone what I did today. I went to the gym and, you know, like I get in there, I'm doing some kind of kicks and mountain climbers and all this other stuff and like a whole bunch of core workout. And I'm like so tired right now. Normally I'm like, oh, so happy. Oh my gosh, I'm in so much pain. Oh, you pay $55 a month not to work out, but your money goes in, right? Your money goes in more than you. Oh my gosh, I'm so tired. So I will not be on for long. Oh my gosh, but I couldn't go to bed. I'm like, I have to, you know, go on and say something. So, you know, I'm here. Hello, world. You're like at 125 per time and worked at 125. Wait, dollars? I'm at like 125 per time I worked out. What? Explain yourself, please, Glenn. Please clear that up. So, yeah, but I'm like dead tired. So, anyway, oh, you went 3 times, but oh gosh, you need to get back in there. You know, that's how the gyms, they get you. You know, like, oh, when you get your membership. You know, some even offer childcare. Oh, you can leave your children here. Oh, you know, you have access to all the classes. Yeah, I know. I need to get into the habit too. And so now I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do it. But you have to find a good workout buddy. It's like, you know, my sister and I, we do it on Saturdays. And then we're real good. You know, we'll go strong in the gym. But then, like, after the gym, we end up at the dollar store, and I always end up getting like Oreos, and she always ends up getting like some kind of popcorn or something. Like, you know. Oh. So, what's your great theory? How do you create the habit? Because I want to try to become kind of addicted to it, but oh, what's yours? You heard a great theory of how to create a habit, but I haven't followed through. Yeah, well, I'm trying to. I mean, like, I could come home and drink wine every day. I can create that habit. when it comes to exercise, I'm like, I guess anything where I have to work out or sweat really hard, I guess I don't want to do it. But maybe that's just me. So we're going to talk about tonight. So it's Monday. So, okay, wait. Before we get on that, the guy was saying a dude was a big guy for 6 weeks. 6 weeks. Went to the gym every day. So he did it for how long? He says 6 weeks. Well, I think they said, like, if you do anything for 28 days, you can make it a habit. But then after that, he started working out. He lost 125 pounds. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, we could all do better. I guess we have to try a little bit harder. He made a habit of showing up. Yeah. And it's all about your mindset. You know, you just have to make that decision in your mind. Like, okay, yeah, I'm going to do it. And then follow through. I guess a lot of us start and then we stop and we don't follow through. And then for some people, it's just hard to get started, you know? And so it's difficult. So anyway, how's everything going with you, Glenn? Are you good? Oh, she's ignoring me. What's she doing? What's your girlfriend up to? Tell her, say hi. Oh my gosh. Yeah, because last time we were waiting for her. Like, hurry up. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So pretty much nothing is going on. Oh, you're ordering t-shirts? Okay. That sounds exciting. What color? Goldenrod? You know, that's a real color. If you go to like Xerox or something, they have paper that's called Goldenrod. Goldenrod, I should say. So, oh, a black t-shirt, TBH, you know, I'm an older person, so I really don't understand the abbreviation, so you're going to have to spell that out for me. Oh, random couple show. Yeah, you guys should have t-shirts, man. I think we should all have t-shirts, man. That would be nice. So, eventually you guys are going to do the thing where you can see each other. Like, you know, if we watch your show, we could actually see you guys record. Or is it just going to be strictly audio? I think that'd be pretty cool. You know, if we all upgraded and we could see. Yeah, I know, right? Oh my gosh. Yeah, I can't wait to hear you guys' show. I have to stay up. You just don't know how hard it is. Like, I could barely keep my eyes open right now. And it's like, what is it? It's 10:06. It's way past my bedtime. Right. That's way beyond the technical knowledge. Yeah, right. I know. So anyway, what's going on Monday? So Monday is like the hardest day of the week, right? Because you have to go back to work after being off for the weekend, unless you work like a regular schedule. But it's less perverted in the last week. Oh no, we need more perversion. More. That's funny. So, and you guys, you go on at like midnight, right? Oh, yeah. We were doing trivia for a hot minute too. Trivia is real fun. It's real fun. Yeah, that's real cool. So what are you guys doing it on? Like with the 80s or just any random thing you're doing the trivia on? Probably. Yeah. All right, guys. So I'm just like rambling on. I'm talking to Glenn here. We did our own countries. Oh, naturalization. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. I probably wouldn't pass that. And guess what? I'm a history teacher. Oh, you got 11 out of 20. Oh my gosh, that's probably so funny. Oh, I have to play that with you guys. I have to stay up. You guys come on Saturday at midnight, right? Need 75% to pass the test. Okay, and yes. Oh gosh. Oh wow. I guess I'm, well, it's a good thing I was, you know, born here, because otherwise I probably wouldn't be that good. Well, you know, I take that back. If you were born somewhere else, you would probably know more knowledge than the people that actually are from that particular country, because they just don't really take an interest in, you know, knowing that. Oh, you're trying a new way of trivia tonight. Okay. Okay, that sounds awesome. So I just wanted to know how everybody's Monday went. Do I have anything to say? Yeah, I do have something to say. So today, you know, I went in and I don't know, I just felt like kind of, I didn't want to take any stuff from anybody today. Because last week I talked about self-care and not only like taking care of yourself, but like self-care when your job doesn't think that you need to take self-care seriously and they try to tell you to do, you know, whatever, like, and they don't care. And I just want to bring that back to everyone's attention again. I have a student that I mentored, and she's so awesome. Her name is Raven. And so Raven said to me, there's Christina! Hi, Christina! Finally, I know, right? So, Christina, we're going to have to do, I'm good, thank you. We're going to have to try that trivia thing. But I was telling Glenn that, you know, it's hard for me to stay up, right? Like, right now, I'm completely dying. It's like 10:06, so I'm like, okay, I'm just going to get on and just talk for like 20 minutes or so. But yes, Christina, I'm doing good. Finally, you pop on. Yay! How was your day? Was it good? How's the job treating you? Because that's what we're talking about. Like how the job treats us. No, it's okay. Yeah, I know. Oh, you're a student. Oh, yeah, I remember those days. Well, actually, I still am a student, but, you know, not like a student, like how I was when I was like, in my 20s, I graduated from high school way back in 1994. So, you know, I was a college student way back when in the 90s. So, yay! I love those years. They were so fun. It's all a blur now. Maybe it was just, you know, too much vodka or something. Yeah. 2000. Oh my gosh. 2005? Wow. You went back to school late after the, oh yeah, I know how that is, after the kids. Whew. Let's see, 2005, oh my goodness, you guys are so young. Enjoy it while you can, because pretty soon you're not going to be able to stay up past 8:30, just like myself, and I'm struggling right now. I'm like barely keeping my eyes open, but let me get this out really quick. As far as our jobs go, when you go into your job, your workplace, please let them know that they cannot push you around. Okay? Know that. Let the job know. And if they still want to try to push you around after you've told them what you will do and what not will not do, then it might be time to find another place of employment. That's right. Slap a bitch. Oh my gosh, yeah, because I surely didn't want to slap more than a couple today. Like, you're not getting it, because I don't know, you know, the more I guess I've stayed in, I guess, the workforce, like, you see how some employers really treat their employees, and it's so not cool. You know, that's why I'm talking about the self-care, because if your job is trying to make you come into work when you're sick, you know, and now this virus is going around. What is it? The Cerveza virus, the coronavirus, you know, like they always say, oh, stay home if you're sick, stay home if you're sick. And then when you do call in because you're sick, that's when they want to get upset. Like, what? But you just said stay home if I'm sick, right? So, like, what's the deal? So, anyway, I can't express that enough. Self-care. Self-care. You go in, you tell the employer what you will and will not do. Oh, your boss is gone. She feeds up filet mignon. What? And lobster for staff party. She feeds you guys that? Make too many jokes about advice. No, you won't. No, 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 no Cerveza. No, 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 no Cerveza. No Cerveza virus. I mean, it's Corona, isn't Corona beer? Yeah, I always say Cerveza. One day a year, she tries to make up for a bitch. You know what? That sounds like what's that week that the teachers get? Oh, a teacher. Appreciation week. Yeah, that's what the teachers get. One day in, I think, May? Maybe it's this month. I don't know. But one week out of the year, that's when teachers are supposed to, like, be treated kindly. Because, you know, a lot of teachers keep getting slapped by students. Yeah, they get one whole week. Thought it was a day. It doesn't even feel like a day. They should just keep that week and just give us a nice day. You know, some comp time to stay at home. You guys just don't know how rough it is in the classroom. More teachers are being assaulted by students every day. And guess whose side they take? Certainly not the teachers. And let's say you're a teacher and you try to walk away. The student will come behind you and harass you. It's so horrible. Oh, you know. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I've been doing it for like 14 years. And I tell you guys, when I started, it was different. It was different. I don't know what's changed, but it's different. And so, like, what I'm saying also goes out to, especially to teachers. I know your parents tried to hang you into it. Yeah. Both of my parents were teachers, and I always said, I'm never going to be a teacher. And then I ended up being one. I'm like, oh my gosh, where did I go wrong? What did I do? Like I said, in the beginning, it was so different, but now, oh, it's almost scary. And kids are like shooting up schools and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Cause when you have children and you're a teacher, it makes it hard. It's hard. You make it hard for your own children. And then, you know, it's just hard. How are you? Oh my gosh. Statistics. So I barely passed stats with a passing grade, like with a C. And then I had to take it in my master's class, and my husband had to help me with that. He did very well in that class. Oh my gosh, Christina. You know what, Christina? I'm going to find someone for you. Oh, Oh, you got complimented by a math teacher today. Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. I don't think I've ever gotten a compliment by a math teacher throughout my whole years. Oh, your tutor's trash? Yeah. Okay. You guys are too funny. Pipping out the husband for stats. Oh my gosh. What's up, 1948? She's tripping. Oh my gosh. So you're doing stat. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you know, it's somewhere up there like with geometry. When I was in high school, I had to take geometry. And it, yeah, that wasn't, that was kind of hard for me. Like trying to dissect the angles and stuff. So 1948, are you good in math? Can you do stats? Like what? What's going on with you? So obtuse. Geology? So what, geology is like what, the study of like the rocks and the earth and the stones and stuff? Rocks and shit. You know, I don't really study minerals too often. But if it's like psychology, that's cool. Because, you know, that was in college, that was my major. I just want to write, it's a rock, right? No, but Christina, you have to know the type of rock it is. Is it a bedrock? Is it a sediment from the ocean? Is it this? Yeah, did good in your psych class. I know, because psychology is awesome. That's why, right? When I took it in high school, I was like, yeah, I'm going to major in this one day. And I did. It's pretty cool. What minerals make it up? Who cares, right? Is it nickel? Is it copper? What is it? You have to look at the periodic table too? Yeah, that was my mom's thing. The only thing I know is gold. What's the symbol for gold? Isn't that like AU or something? I think, oh, talc, like within the baby powder talc. That is on the table, right? The table of what is it? The element table for a health assignment. The mineral. Wait, talc is a mineral? Get out of here! Really? No. Can't be. Oh, I really didn't know that. Wow. Well, I guess I'm no good in geology. I mean, what are you gonna need geology for anyway? Is that like a requirement? Right? Taking the teacher to school. Hey, my major was psychology. Okay, not geology. So ask me something else about the cognitive behavioral theory or what's that other guy that was on cocaine? Freud. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Cocaine. It's like, oh, cocaine. That's right, yeah. Sigmund Freud, he was a coke head. That's when he was high, that's where all of his theories came from. I mean, you read some of those theories, it's like, yeah, you have to be high, right? Her ears perked up, her nose perked up too. Oh my gosh. What are those? Isn't there like something called speed balls or something? Like it's coke. And, I don't know. I think I may have seen that on Wolf of Wall Street or something. That's like one of my favorite movies. Oh, that's meth. Oh, okay. In my day, meth was called Hawaiian Ice. That's, yeah. When I was in high school, because you guys know I'm from California, and my friends, they always talk about, hey, we're going to go to a rave. You want to come? I'm like, no, thanks. I'll pass. I'm good. Yeah. That stuff is for real. They really do that stuff there. Meth and ecstasy. So X is like, that's the pills, though. Meth, you can basically make at your house. Right? It, I don't know. And then there's mollies and all that stuff. Okay, yeah. Sex drugs. It's, what is it called? Fashion drugs. Designer. I think it's designer. Designer drugs or something. Hey, 1948, you're pretty quiet over there. What's going on? Oh, no. MDMA. Okay, aka ecstasy. Okay. Yeah. You know, some of my students in Vegas, they gave me a whole presentation on MDMA. They were very knowledgeable about it. Just about, like, all the kids, they have hotel parties because the majority, the majority of their parents work 24-hour shifts, you know. So a lot of them are left at home. So, you know, a lot of pill popping is going on. They were always talk about Zanny bars. I'm like, what the heck is a Zanny bar? Like, you know, the Xanax. I'm like, you guys take that stuff? They're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, come on. Your kidneys are just going to fall out your butt. I need to get it together. Massages are fun. I bet if your senses are on overload, you know, don't mind that your brain is going to fry any minute. And my students used to say, oh, well, you just have to stay hydrated. Like, man, whatever. I'm afraid to drink a cup of coffee because I think I might have a heart attack. Oh, milk thistle apparently helps with liver. Okay. Was it milk thistle? What the heck is that? Well, I guess a lot of my former students are going to need some thistle. Oh, my gosh. So, you got that one from your buddy. Did it work for him? Is he still living? Or she still living? Maybe. Yeah. So, anyway, like I was saying. Oh, okay. So, anyway, like I was saying, you guys, you cannot forget self-care with your job. If it's driving you crazy, if it's keeping you up at night, if it's on your mind, if it's taken away from your health and self-love, well, with a lot of those designer drugs, you get a lot of self-love, don't you? Especially with some cocaine. Okay, I'm just playing. Well, no, I'm not. But anyway. But yeah, you guys, don't forget to give yourself self-care and self-love. You need it. You need it. And if you're sick, take your time off. You know. Has never given me the want of self-love. Oh, From what I've heard, it does. That's only from what I've heard. Not that I would know. It's only, like I said, I'm afraid to drink, you know, a double shot of espresso because my body doesn't work well with caffeine and stimulants. You know, I have to keep it decaf. Bye, Christina! Bye! All right, you guys, it is, what is it? Okay, 29 minutes. Oh, she got booted. You know, I was on, who was it? The Pod God. I was, he was doing his podcast and I was in the chat room and the same thing happened to me. I don't know. They need to fix that. I know, right? He's awesome. He did like a super marathon show, I think Sunday. Yeah, because I caught him in part two. So yeah, he's pretty cool. But I'm gonna have to stay up for you guys, because you guys are cool. But it is What time is it? It's 10:27, you guys. It's time for me to go to bed. You have like 700 engagement on that show. Yeah, I'm going to have to do that. Now that I know how to do it, I have to like download the app to my iPhone. And then I was able to get in because I couldn't do it using the computer for whatever reason. So, yeah, you really have to use your iPhone to get that access. I know. It does. I'm not an Apple person. But, you know, I mean, you just have to be careful when you do type, because I can't disagree with you on that, but yeah, that's very true. All right, you guys, so thank you for tuning in. Oh, I didn't know that though, 15 character limit. Thank you for tuning in. Next time, 1948 Chevy, 1941, you'll say something, because I see you in there. I see you. There you are. Okay. No, really. I'm becoming more delirious now. So until then, self-care. You tell that job, I'm going to take care of me first. If your safety is in jeopardy, then you walk away. Because like my student told me, oh, I know, right? Yeah, I can't see you though. Yeah. Like my student told me, my student now that I mentor, she told me that a job will post your position before they post your obituary. So, you know, they can always replace you, but your family can't replace you. So remember that. Remember that. right. So we can't let it stress us out. We have to walk away. And you know, everybody needs money. We all need money to get by. Everybody needs it. Bills will never stop coming. But I mean, what's it going to be? Is it going to be your mental health? Or are you going to choose the money? Like, what would you do? You know, and depending on how strong you are. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, being that you spelled that with the U, I'm pretty sure you're not, you know, yeah. Okay. Alrighty then. So thank you, Glenn. 1948, you spoke. You said something. Hey. Right when I'm about to go. All right, guys. So love who you are. And I will see you next Monday. And also my sister and I will come on Saturday to do our free for all Friday, but on a Saturday. And well, I don't know. She's probably going to come up with something crazy. So yeah, guys. So Christina, was nice talking to you. Glenn, I got to stay up for you guys' show. I have to. Maybe I won't be afraid and I'll drink some coffee or something. But yeah, you know, I don't do well with caffeine. But anyway, thank you guys for participating and I will see you later. Bye. I know, right? All right, guys. See you soon.